For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of another quiz show, Donnie. What's the score here? Who's winning these quiz shows? Do we have that limit?
Well, I think you know the answer, Joe.
I think Joe knows the answer, too. Joe, aren't you 2-0 in the quiz show?
Yeah. I just wanted that to be announced. We should announce that before the quiz shows. Donnie, you're under a lot of pressure.
I am.
The last time I roared back from 3-0 in a quiz show to win 4-3. Limits, we ask 7 questions here related to the game. All right. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And it's 1:15, Donnie. Time to get to Tom Fridays for juicy steaks, meats, and more. Let's do this. Donnie goes first.
All right, Donnie. Let's begin the quiz show with a similar question that we've asked in previous weeks, but applying to the Jets. Donnie, who is the Jets' all-time leading receiver? Or rather, the Giants, I should say. All-time leading receiver.
This is a tough one, Donnie. You might have to go back to the 1940s. Ooh, I just gave you a clue. I don't know, honestly.
Man, I don't think this guy is it, but I'm just thinking, given that he played more in the passing era. It's not going to be right. I was going to go with Armani Toomer.
Oh, my God.
Let's go, baby!
That was a multi.
Armani Toomer is correct.
That was playing it like you didn't know it when you had it all the time.
Do you know what Chris Berman's nickname was for him?
What?
Well-dressed Armani Toomer.
I like him. Let's go.
Let's go.
He had 9,497 total yards. Second place, Odell Beckham Jr.
I would have gone Frank Gifford, honestly. So that was a nice pull, Donnie. But we all know you lose leads like the Pirates.
Good luck to Joe on this question.
You got David Bednar closing games. I'm ready.
Joe.
Yeah.
Wesley Welker has the longest receiving touchdown in New York Jets history at 96 yards.
Yeah.
The second longest touchdown was from 92 yards, set 5 years ago in 2019. Who was the player for the New York Jets who set the record?
5 years ago, Jets 92-yard touchdown?
Yes.
Limits?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't think of Jets receivers. They all suck. I don't know. I don't even have a guess. If you would ask me from the old days, of course, I don't know why we're doing Jets questions anyway, Donnie, just because they're leftover from last week.
And they're good
questions.
We don't
have to eat leftovers from last week. This question sucks. I don't know.
2019 Jets.
It's tough to think. I don't even know who would have thrown the ball.
I'm going to guess Jamison Crowder.
That is incorrect. This is still a current wide receiver in the NFL.
Give us another clue. He's a current receiver.
He's a current wide receiver.
In what division?
He also played for Carolina.
Holy horse milk. I don't know still. I was going to say Jericho Cotchery.
Jericho Cotchery is incorrect.
The Walls of Jericho Cotchery. I honestly don't know.
He most recently played for the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, now we're talking. Okay. He played for the night. What do you mean most recently? You said he's in the league right now. Is he playing for them now?
Sounds like he's a free agent.
It's a free agent.
I give up.
I actually don't know who it is. Go ahead and just tell us.
Robbie Chosen Anderson.
Oh, my God. Of course.
Robbie Chosen. I don't think he's on their practice squad.
Okay, next. It's Donnie's turn.
Right.
He's leading 1-0.
No one wins.
Yeah. These are, come on, Limit. Let's go here.
Next. Donnie, when the Steelers and Giants played to open the season in 2020, this player caught 2 touchdowns for over 100 yards in the game from Daniel Jones. Who was he?
From Daniel Jones.
See, I'm better on the history ones, not the recent ones. I can't remember what I did 5 minutes ago, but I'll tell you what I did on this day in 1973.
Yeah. Was Slayton even there? Darius Slayton?
Oh, my God. I'm down 2-0.
Darius Slayton.
Are you
going
to blow me out here?
No, I got Bednar in. I got Renegade's playing. Bednar's charging
Let him throw a complete game who's ever on the mound now. All right. limits next.
All right, back to the well of Jets questions.
Are you pulling anything from old history here? That's my wheelhouse. You know that.
Give Joe some history.
Let's go back to the 2010.
That's not history.
AFC Championship game.
Okay, I'm good on that. Yeah.
The Jets received a huge defensive play when Ben Roethlisberger was taken down in the end zone for a safety, Joe. Oof.
Yeah.
Who recorded the safety for the Jets?
I can see the play in my mind. Bart Scott.
It was not Bart Scott.
I hate you. I'm sorry I said that.
You say it every quiz show.
I know.
Jason Taylor.
It was not Jason Taylor.
Who was even on the Darrell Revis?
Not Darrell Revis.
It was a defensive lineman. I know that. Who was it, Donnie?
Oh, man.
Give us a clue.
His last name is in the lore of New York football from the previous year. Somebody who grabbed national attention for his play.
What? Kimo von Olhoffen?
No. How would that make any sense?
I don't know. Didn't he play for the Jets at one point,
his
Donnie?
His
last name?
From somebody the year before.
I give up on this.
Yes, last year. Somebody with this last name for a New York football team had a very successful season. Well, maybe not very successful, but somebody who ended up being a pop culture icon.
What? I give up.
Are you saying as in like 2023 or the year before that play? Okay. That became a pop culture icon?
I don't know.
Icon?
This is a disaster. Why are we answering Jets questions?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Limits, what is happening here?
The Jets, they played the Jets last week.
So what?
It's a good question. You always insult the questions.
Yeah.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
I hate the game.
I'm going to run out the clock here. I don't know who it is.
Me neither.
Mike DeVito. Tommy DeVito, the Giants, anybody? No?
You know what would have been a good clue? Yeah, an actor who's a short king.
Next. This is unbelievable.
DeVito.
Donnie, the Giants and the Steelers in that 2020 game held Saquon Barkley to 6 total yards rushing. But one member of the Steeler ran for over 100 yards in the game. Who was the player?
Benny Snell.
It was Benny Snell.
All right, we're down to the last question. How much is this worth?
No, there's one more question before the last question.
He's up 3-0. I'm getting blown out here because you're asking questions from obscure New York Jets games. Go ahead.
You know, again, that was a Giants question, and you hate the questions.
Go ahead.
I feel like you would get this one right, Joe, if you want me to ask this question. It's a historical question.
Yep.
From 50 years ago, Super Bowl IX, Joe. And this trivia is brought to you by Rafe DiPaolo. He submitted a question to the quiz show.
Wow. All right.
When Roy Girella slipped on the kickoff and the Vikings fumbled on the return in Super Bowl IX, which Steelers player recovered the fumble?
Okay, that's different than the safety, the fumble by Tarkenton. Which Steelers player recovered a fumble on a kickoff in Super Bowl IX 50 years ago?
Yes. You wanted a historic question.
Donnie, what is happening?
We wanted a historic question.
They played the New York Giants.
I give you exactly what you asked for.
They honored to be themed around the team they're playing
last
this week.
They honored the team last week.
This is not last week, Limits. Has anybody told
it's still
you?
It's historically relevant.
It's this week. Donnie.
Joe was trying to sacrifice
Larry
this whole
Brown.
Entire...
Larry Brown.
It was not Larry Brown.
Benny Cunningham?
It was not Benny Cunningham.
Give us a clue.
The offensive or defensive player?
Yeah. Defensive player.
Whoop. Okay, a defensive player. Donnie Schell.
No.
Mike Wagner.
No, you're not going to get it.
All right, go ahead. Gary Banaszak.
John Banaszak. I don't think he was on the team yet. I think he was 75.
It was Marv Kellum. He was there when they honored him on Sunday.
All right. So are we down to the last question? Yeah.
I think Joe should make next week's quiz show questions and have me and Donnie go head-to-head if Joe's going to hate on these questions so bad.
I mean, we
one of the
richest franchises in NFL history, the New York blanking Giants. Played in the greatest game. Who scored the touchdown for the Colts in the greatest game? Alan Ameche. Who made the catch off of the throw in the second Super Bowl? Mario Manningham. Who was defending on the David Tyree play? Stuff like this. It's the Giants. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. This is for 4 points?
This is for 4 points.
Okay. Who's getting the question?
The question is going to be to Donnie, because the last one was to you.
Okay. All right. So I can win it all here with a grand slam.
All right, Donnie. 14 Steelers from the 74 Super Bowl team, including coaches, players, and executives, were inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame 50 years ago.
Mm.
How many of the 14 can you name?
Oh.
Nobody likes this question.
And now this is where I can say, like, I can name blank amount.
You can say 10.
Yes.
Or something like that. Then you have to name them. Or how does it work again?
So Donnie can say, I can name 10. You can say to Donnie either prove it or I can name 11.
That's
and
right.
Donnie says,
that's
to
right.
you, prove it.
All right. Go ahead, Donnie.
I find it fascinating that Joe's played this game for years and still doesn't understand the rules of the final question.
It's a brain teaser. It is the rules.
I know. I don't want to set the number too low on this, though, but I also don't want to come up short because then I lose.
Well, that's why they play the game.
Joe, I'm going to, since you've been very frustrated with these questions, Joe, I'm going to let you set your number and go for it here.
Wow. Is he passing?
No, he's not allowed to do that.
I don't think he's allowed to pass.
Oh, I thought
I
was.
Two? I'll name two if he's allowing me to set my number.
Well, wait.
No, the question is, how many can you name? And then you have to say how many you think you can name. And then I don't know what the hell is going on
here.
All right.
Okay.
This is the last week of this.
I'm just going to say.
You love this segment.
I used to.
So from the 74 Steelers,
yes.
There were, you said 14 guys in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, how many can you
players
name?
Players and coaches.
Yep, and I'm allowed to top that.
Okay, I'm going to try to name, I'll say 7.
I can name more without making a mistake or I'm eliminated.
Right, you can't make a mistake. All right,
from
Joe.
From the 74 Steelers?
You got to name 8.
Okay. Terry Bradshaw.
Yep.
Didn't we do this question last week?
No, we did this a couple weeks ago
we
on the 72
similar.
Steelers
okay.
on the Immaculate Reception.
Terry Bradshaw, Franco Harris,
yep.
John Stallworth,
yep.
Mike Webster,
yep.
Lynn Swan,
yep.
Joe Green, Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, Mel Blunt. I win. Horrible question.
You could have said Chuck Knoll, too.
Sorry, Donnie.
The buzzer's for you.
Donnie, I'm sorry I came back and hit a grand slam. And I love City Limits, perhaps more than anybody outside of his family, but that was a horrible quiz show. Do you agree?
I severely disagree. There will not be a quiz show next week then, apparently.
Do you agree with that? Honestly.
Well, we have a bye week next week, so.
Yeah. Okay. Thank God, right? I don't know. And I won. I don't even feel good about winning. You should be able to name more than 7 of the 74 Steelers.
I could have.
You choked again in the 9th inning. You sent in Bednar, and you lost again on a blown save.
Maybe I should just start playing from behind the whole time.
You should. You should intentionally get behind. All right. Coming up next, our predictions.
I am doing well in this category.
Yeah.
Joe doesn't want to hear these standings.
No. Although this week, I think I did better. We'll get the standings.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steelers,
you want me to go here?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to go with the Steelers. I think they can cover this. I think they will have another multi-touchdown victory in this one. They blew the Jets out of the water last week. I know that we could be in for maybe a little bit of a letdown coming back here, but the Giants are really, really bad. Daniel Jones is awful. That offense is terrible. Really, the only thing that can keep the Giants in the game would be a Dexter Lawrence just monster performance, and we could get that. The Giants could still lose the game by 2 touchdowns. I'll take the Steelers to win this game like 27-13.
Yeah, Nick Costos last week told us the Jets were a better team than the Steelers and that the Jets would cover. This week, he's on the Giants. The Giants are his favorite team. I'm not seeing it. They are so bad. The Steelers are pretty healthy defensively. Their pass rush should really tee off. I think this is one of those games where the Steelers actually get off to a good start and just hammer somebody. That's what good teams do. I heard you the other night, Donnie, and I agree with you. You said the Steelers are a good football team. Not great. You know, we're not getting crazy here, but this is a good football team. And what good football teams do is they beat teams by healthy margins. They have a good point differential. And sometimes when they face a crappy team like this, they jump out early and just put the hammer down. That's what I'm seeing in this game. I see TJ Watt getting off in this game. You know, things that when you get a big lead early, then you can all of a sudden dive deep into your defensive playbook, unleash some blitzes, things like that. And I see that happening in this game. I think the Steelers win. I'm going to go by a score of 33-13. You like that? What did you pick?
I said 27-13, but I mean, I could see something like that too for good measure on the end. I mean, it's also just so nice to have games like this, but it almost makes you think in the back of your mind, like, oh, here comes the letdown, here comes the letdown, because we haven't been used to it in quite some time, where the Steelers actually look dominant.
Right. Limits, what do you got on this one?
Steelers 30-14. They post 30-plus points again. Ravens are 8.5-point favorites at the Browns.
I'm going to go with the Browns here. Maybe not to win the game outright, but to cover a large point spread in a divisional matchup. I know last week it didn't go well for them because things just fell apart. I think the Deshaun Watson injury is the greatest injury in the history of that franchise. No exaggeration, because now they are able to not worry about playing the guy. They made Jameis Winston inactive. He had a jersey on because he was the emergency third quarterback. They made the guy inactive last week so the fans wouldn't cheer for him. I'm taking the Browns to cover here.
Wow. I'm taking the Ravens. I think the Browns are broken. I kind of agree that there will probably be a better energy around them without that guy anywhere, hopefully for them, near the stadium. But they're going against the Ravens. They've got other issues. It's not just quarterback. They've got plenty of issues on that team. And I think the Ravens are kind of a take-care-of-business kind of team right now, and their offense is just lethal. Will the Browns hang around? Maybe. But all I need is Baltimore to win by 10, and I win. I'm going with Lamar Jackson and that offense, which I believe through however many games is the best rushing offense in the history of the game, or maybe since the 1960 Packers, I think it is. I'm going Ravens all the way here. Limits?
Yeah, Ravens easily, 10-plus points. Cleveland's just not very good. Eagles, Bengals, Cincinnati's here by 3 at home.
I'm going to take the Bengals here. I think this could be one of the best games of the weekend because I do think more highly of the Eagles than other people do. But Cincinnati's offense is just really clicking well, and they are a team to maybe be reckoned with down the line. I'm going to take Cincy to cover here by just over a field goal, like a 24-20, maybe a bit more high scoring than that, but I'll go Cincy.
I see a push here. I think this is going to be a really competitive game. I think the Eagles might be back on track a little bit. So in the end, I think the Bengals will win, but I'll go by 1 or 2 points, so I'll take the Eagles to cover here. Limits?
Yeah, I like the Bengals. I think they're going to start getting on a roll here now. All right, let's go over to some college games. Penn State is 6.5-point favorites at Wisconsin.
I think Wisconsin's going to keep this baby close. You're up at Camp Randall. It's a night game, correct? Limits, isn't it like a 7:30?
7:30,
it's like
yes.
The NBC game this week for them.
Yes.
They're going to play jump around going into the fourth quarter. And I think when they play that song, Joe, the crowd will be very invested and very into the game, because I think it'll be either a tied game or Wisconsin will have the lead. I predicted Penn State to lose a few weeks ago. I came really, really close to that happening, but I think Wisconsin covers no matter what here.
Yeah, I think Penn State does. I think that second half against USC. Now, listen, I don't recommend coming out like they did in that game, but I think Drew Aller had a grow-up game there. And I would have said that even if they had lost in overtime. And I think he comes out en fuego in this one. And I pick Penn State to win this going away. Limits?
No letdown game before Ohio State next week. Penn State wins it and covers. West Virginia's at Arizona. Arizona, 4.5-point favorites.
I'm just going to take Arizona to cover because I think West Virginia is just drizzling down what is left of their 2024 season. What was a great season for them last year, one that people thought would be a disaster turned into a better game. This season has been awful for them. It could be Neil Brown's last after buying himself some extra time. He's been terrible at the charge of this thing. I'll go Arizona.
Yeah, but at least everybody will have fun, right, Neil?
Everybody has fun tonight.
I think I'm going to go against Neil Brown. Is there a better bet in America right now? We're on the same page there, Donnie.
Yeah, Arizona. West Virginia is just, they're done. Good night.
All right. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High of 68 today with sunny skies. And it's a big Monday night, but it's kind of a football-free weekend around here for the weekend. But the Steelers and Pitt are a combined, what now, 12-2? Is that what they are right now? These are good times, Donnie. Very good
times. Much better times than I think we anticipated.
I'll say. For sure they are. And I think that the Steelers come out strong and bludgeon this team. Do you think it's going to be close for a while?
No, I actually think the Steelers will look good. And like that touchdown at the end, like I said, 27-13. I think it could be like 27-6 or something. And the Giants just score one late in the game.
It feels to me like TJ Watt has been conspicuously quiet. I realize teams are going after him. Like, I'm not blaming him for that. What I am saying is that that's not going to happen on Monday night. I would not want to be Daniel Jones in this game. He holds on to the ball. They have questions at tackle. This has all the makings. I'm talking like a 4.5 sack game. He may double his sack total this season. I'm serious.
That'd be nice. It would certainly help his DPOY case.
Thank you, Limits. Thank you, Donnie. It's another Donnie Football Friday.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.